We are up to, in Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin, if you're following in front of you. Those who don't have a Perkei Avos, by the way, every single Siddur after Mincha for Shabbos, or towards the end of Mincha for Shabbos, has Perkei Avos, as the minhag is to learn Perkei Avos on Shabbos afternoons, specifically during Sfiras Omer, but some have all year long. So we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin. We'll see if we'll finish the first Perek today, Mirat Hashem. Mishnah Yud Zayin starts with the words of Shimon Bino. Shimon, his son, that's the son of Rabbi Gamliel. The son of Rabbi Gamliel was Shimon, Shimon ben Gamliel. So Shimon Bino Omer, Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, says, because the Mishnah before was talking about Rabbi Gamliel, so it starts off by referring to Shimon as his son. So what does he share with us? He says, Kol Yomai Gadalti Bein HaChachamim. All of my days I was raised, I grew up amongst the Chachamim. He grew up amongst the Tzaddikim. Let's remember, his father was the great Rabbi Gamliel. So he grew up amongst Rabbanim. There are seemingly Rabbanim always visiting him, and he saw his father and others. So he grew up amongst Chachamim. And we'll see why that line is significant in a minute. Let's just finish this line. V'lo matzasi l'guf tov ela shtika. And I didn't find anything good for the guf, which seems to be meaning the best thing for our bodies, the best thing for ourselves, elishtika, is to be silent. He says, most important, what's best for us as people, best for our physical health, and surely our spiritual health, is to know when to be silent. Basically, not to talk too much. Not to be overly verbal. So first of all, before we explain that, it's important that he begins with the introduction, Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim. All my days I grew up amongst wise people. Some people think, who are those that are quiet? Who are those that don't talk much? People that are fools, people that are foolish, people that don't have that much wisdom. So he wanted to say, first of all, don't think what I'm about to say is only for those who are fools and those who don't have that much wisdom. What I'm about to say comes from my upbringing amongst the wisest of individuals. And what I learned for all of us is the power of silence. As Simon and Garfunkel sang years ago, the sound of silence. That we have to make sure that we don't speak too much. When we speak too much, it gets us in trouble. We say things that hurt other people. We say things that end up being full of gaiva, full of haughtiness. We speak too much, and unfortunately it puts us into bad places. We say things, unfortunately, sometimes that are not even true because we're talking too much. We have to know when to be quiet. It's important to think before we speak. And not just constantly being, just speaking, just words coming out of our mouth. There's a great Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University. I've had the schus to learn Torah from many times in my life. Spent an entire summer with him once. Rav Meir Twersky Shlita. If you've ever heard a shir by Rav Twersky, it's incredible. You could feel him thinking and weighing every single word that he says. Every word is meaningful. Every word is thought out. That's how we should be. To think before we speak. V'l'matzasi l'guf tov el'shtika. I saw an incredible, an unbelievable gematria from Rav Avram Shor on this. There's a gemara in Brachos, which this Gemara is actually based on a Gematria as well, that comes out that there are 903 different ways of death in the world. Lo aleinu, we should never know from it. We shouldn't know from any of this. We're zoicher Mashiach and Tchisa Mason Bekarov. But there are 903 ways of death. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim and a Gematria, where it says, Lamoves Totsaos. And the word Totsaos is Gematria 903. So there are 903 types of death. Kapitel Tilim Samaches Pazuchav Aleph. If you take the gematria of Guf, the body, who we are, together with Shtika, silence, right? He says, V'lo matzasi la Guf. I haven't found for the body, Tov Ela Shtika. So if my Guf is silent, my body is silent, Guf plus Shtika is exactly gematria 904. We override, we're one above all the different ways of death in the world, all the ways of Misa. So we could, Beza Hashem, Bizochan only Simcha and Brach, and I would be pulled into that world. When in my guf, I know when it's proper time to have shtika, the proper time to be silent. Lo tov, lo matzati l'guf tov el shtika. The Mishnah continues. V'lo ha-medrash hu ha-ikar el ha-maisa. Medrash is referring to learning. What's most important is not the learning, but is the action. Meaning if we learn, we're here, we're sitting and learning together, this is beautiful. But if we're here just to learn, and when we leave these few minutes together, everything we learned goes to the side, and we forget it. And we don't actualize our learning. We don't live by the words of our learning. We don't activate the learning. So it's meaningless. We have to lilmod amnas lahasos. We have to learn in order to do. It has to change us. And more important than the learning is how we act. How the learning has an effect on us. Who we are. V'loha medrash hu ha'ikar, ela ha'maisa. Rav Adin Bartanura says, if we don't do differently because of our learning was meaningless. It's not even counting. It doesn't even count. We have to act differently. Thought maybe you could say, a beautiful idea. The pasuk says, Adam le'amal yulad. Adam le'amal yulad. We're all, which is a pasuk that tells us we were all created le'amal, to toil, to do work. Le'amal is Rashi Tevos, lilmo, to learn, al minas, on the condition, lathos, to do. Adam le'amal yulad. We were born to learn in order to do. Lilmo, al minas, lathos. So I brought down also in a sefer that this is an incredible way to be able to be mashpia on others and in order to influence others. In order to influence others, we have to be people who are doers and not just learners. Because we influence others by the way we act, not in what we say. People are watching us, and that's how they learn from us, and they want to be like us. There's no better way to be mashpia on others. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Hashvarach, says a beautiful idea in the beginning of Parshas Emor. The pasuk in Emor says, Emor el kohanim v'amarta lehem. That when teaching the kohanim about the halachos of Tumah and Tara, not to become Tomei, says, Emor el kohanim, tell the kohanim this, v'amarta lehem, and tell them. It's repetitive, it's redundant. Tell them and tell them what's going on. So Rashi says, Lahazir gedolim al ketanim. The idea is you have to tell the Kohanim in a way that they're going to also tell this to the younger generation and teach these halachas to their children that they can't become tamei. Problem is the pasuk's all talking to the older generation. It's telling the older generation, Emar v'amarta. It doesn't say in the pasuk, and you should say this to others. What's the double language to them? Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you have to tell them in such a strong way. You're telling them the halachas, but you're telling them also realize the way you're going to give it to the others is the way that you embody these halachas. The way that you'll be mashpia, influence your children, if you live by these halachas. So you're telling them twice to make it so important to them because that's how they'll give it over to the next generation. When B'Shatayva, when each and every one of you is a parent, is a mother one day, you're going to want to be mechanech your children, raise your children, b'derech Torah mitzvos. Your children, they're not going to listen to what you say. Okay, that's a chas v'shalom, hopefully they should listen to what you say. But more importantly, and more of a chance, they'll learn from your actions. When they watch their mother daven with kavana, when they watch their mother say tilim, when they watch their mother get ready for Shabbos Kodesh, when they watch the interaction between their mother and their father and the respect that they give to each other, they're going to learn how to embody that. So, v'lo ha-medrash hu ha-ikar el ha-maisa, yes, it's true for ourselves, but it's true in how we influence others as well. And finally, the Mishnah ends, v'chol ha-mar be-dvarim, and realize all the whole Mishnah is talking about not speaking too much and being a doer and being quiet in the proper time. And he ends by just the obvious, which we already pointed out. The more words you speak, chol ha-mar be-dvarim, mevi chet. You're going to bring to a place of sin. To bring you to a place of sin. You're going to chant lo aleinu, you're going to lie more. You're going to be bal gaiva more. You're going to say things that are hurtful more. We have to really think before we speak. The Rav Adin Bartanura says that we learned this already by speaking too much brings sin from the very first sin. What was the very first sin? The Eitadas. And we know, if you look through the Psukim, what happened? The Nachash, the snake, came and convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz HaDaat. But how did it convince Chava? Because Chava said to the snake that Adam told her not to eat and not to touch. Not to eat and not to touch. But that was never told to her. That was never told from Hashem to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was just told not to eat. He was never told not to touch. But this was added. These words were added. So the snake then went, yeah, let's see, let's touch it, let's touch it. Nothing will happen, you won't die. And that caused her to be seduced into eating as well. It was these added words that ultimately led to the first sin. It's added words that lead to our sin. We have to be so careful in what we say and how we speak. The Maharal says it's our koach adibur, it's our way of speaking that sets us aside from the animal life. There are different levels in this world. There are inanimate objects. Doimim, it's called. There's living grass and trees called someach. There are animals that are behema. And there's Adam. There's man. Man is defined by our koach adibur, the ability to speak. So if that's defined by our koach adibur, we have to make sure every word out of our mouth is holy, is special, and think before we speak. Know when to have shtika, when to be quiet. Know that the learning is so important, but to inspire us to act properly. And realize the more we speak, it's going to cause us to sin, so we have to really be thought out. Okay, that's Mishnah Yud Zayin. Let's finish the final Mishnah of Perek Aleph. What is chus to finally finish Perek Aleph together? One more Mishnah. Let's turn to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, the Halakha of Shimon Gamliel says, and this is going to sound very, very similar to an earlier Mishnah. And my Mishnayos here, it has a girsa, it has a text that I think most Mishnayos don't have. I'm just pulling out a different text. Yes. Okay, I'm going to read it from here because I like this text better. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Ashlosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. Ashlosha Devarim Ha'olam Kayam. The world as it is will be endured, will be established, will stay strong based on these three principles. Al Hadin, there needs to be a strong sense of judgment, that there are consequences to one's actions, both in the physical world and the spiritual world. There has to be din, there has to be judgment. We can't just get away with anything we do. Al Ha'emes, there has to be truth. People have to talk truthfully, have to act truthfully. That means I have to pay my taxes. It means I have to be true and authentic in my business world, in my home life. V'hal shalom. And the world needs peace. We need peace in this world. These are the three staples to allow the world to endure. Judgment, truth, and peace. Shenemar, based on a pasuk in Zechariah. Emes u'mishpat, truth and judgment, which is din. Shalom and peace. Shiftu b'shareichem. Those are all judged in your gates. That's all necessary in the city. So, we need, these are the three foundations of the world. Din, emes, v'shalom. Without it, the world can't exist. There will be chaos in the world. If people don't get judged, and there's no consequences, wreaking havoc in the world, without consequences, people aren't truthful to each other, are sheker. And if there isn't peace, we see what happens in nations where there isn't peace, lo aleinu. What's interesting is we already had three foundations of the world. If we flip all the way back to the second Mishnah, the Ol Perek, of one of the most famous Mishnayos in all of Shas, Al Shlosha Dvar Shimon HaTzadik HaYimishyari Knesset Gedola Wa Yomer, Al Shlosha Dvar Molam Omid. The world strands on three foundations. You all know it. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, learning Torah, keeping Torah, Avodah, which is Tefillah, Chesed, kindness. Now we're saying, Din, Emes, and Shalom. Which one is it? So one way to explain very simply is the following. The purpose in creating the world, the purpose in why Hashem created the world, what He wants us to be doing in this world, why He put each and every one of us in this world, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, to learn Torah, to keep Torah, to daven, to do chesed, that's the three foundations of every individual's world. But for the world that we're in to exist and not crumble, there still needs to be Din, Shalom, and Emes. Because if there isn't Din, Shalom, and Emes, the whole world will crumble. It's not the purpose behind the world. But without it, there is no foundation. That's one way of understanding. And by the way, it's hinted to in the very first word of all of Torah in the creational world. Bereshis, in the beginning, when the world was created, Bereshis Gematria 913. The Sefer Igrit Dekala from the Halakha B'nei Yisachar says, if you take the Gematria, Havaya, there will be, there is, Havaya, Bidin Be'emes B'Shalom. Havaya Bidin Be'emes B'Shalom. There is, there will be in this world, judgment, truth, and peace is exactly Gematria 913, Gematria Bereshis. Because that's how the world needs to exist and endure. We need these three principles. In fact, you see that we need these principles in a pasuk at the beginning of creation as well. The pasuk says, when talking about vegetation growing, the fruits, the plants, the harvest, which by the way, that's what would potentially creating a lacking of these three things, a lacking of judgment, a lacking of peace, a lacking of honesty, is once we have physical entities, we have materialism that causes us lo aleinu to not be honest, that causes us to steal, it causes us to be haughty, it causes us not to want judgment, it causes us not to have peace because we're arguing over things. So it's when the vegetation is created, but the pasuk says in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, in the beginning of creation world, Tad Sheharetz Desha, it should, the ground should give forth vegetation. But the word Desha could be also Rashi Tevos, Din Shalom Emes. It's also from the Igrit Dekala. Din Shalom, the world should give forth Din Shalom and Emes. Don't think all this vegetation is going to cause a lack of judgment, a lack of truth, a lack of peace. We need Din, we need Shalom, we need Emes, we need judgment, we need truth. That's the foundation of the world. Then our purpose, once we have the foundation, which we all need that foundation, we need to be erelich, we need to be honest. In fact, there's one pasuk in the entire Torah by Halacha tells us we have to stay far away from it. Midbar sheker tirchak. Stay far away from sheker. We have to be so honest. We have to have judgment. We have to have peace. That's our foundation. But our purpose then is to learn Torah, avodah gemilas chasadim. One last possibility in learning the difference in these two Mishnayos I saw was maybe the difference is between the Umas Ha'olam and the Yidden and the Jews. By the Umas Ha'olam, their core, their ikr, has to be Din Shalom and Emes. Judgment, truth, peace. We have an added foundation. And that is once we have that core, which we also all need, our avod is to learn Torah, is to daven, do chesed. And don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget these six principles. What our foundation has to be, that we understand their consequences of our actions, din, that we're truthful, that we're peaceful people. But that alone is not enough for us. Let's focus on our learning, let's focus on our davening, let's focus on our chesed. And that's what Hashem is waiting for, maybe. When we do that, we'll be zoiche to all the geula and all the yeshua and all the simcha and the shechina to be with us again with Bias Mashiach, the karav yameinu. With those words, we have the schus to finish Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph of Perek Yavos, what is chus? Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue with Perek Beis, Bekar of Mamish, hopefully tomorrow, and continue on this beautiful journey of learning Torah and growing together. Mirtz Hashem, we have Shir tonight as well. Hope to see everybody there, or at least see your names there, whatever you'd like to do. I believe 9 o'clock tonight in the same exact place. Everyone have a beautiful, amazing day with the Rabboni Shalom. Everyone should stay healthy. Those who need, Shev Yeshuos, Refuos, Bekar of Mamish.